Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Amber Early Show, early in the morning, and it's your host, Dan Burley. And by the way, later tonight, if all things go well, I should have my old co-host on, my cat. So he's going to come on and give his synopsis in regards to health care reform bill, and a lot more things are going to be happening. Guests will be on. I'm doing a lot to reformat the show again. New year, new programming. I talked to Judge Mary Elizabeth Mollock, and I gather she probably will be coming back on as well in the near future. And we're going to get some of the other people that we had on before I had taken Well, welcome to the show today. The reason for today's program being on so early is I see some things that we need to really talk about and maybe open the door to warning you about. I saw this article that popped up on the news yesterday, and I didn't realize it was going on in various states. And it's kind of opened the door to a lot of other things and circumstances, going back to other cases that were going on several years back. And what it is in regards to the use of human remains And excuse my voice today because it's kind of hoarse. I have a sore throat, which is bad. But listen, there's a bio laboratory called Bio something Research Center that's located in Schiller Park, Illinois, and also has offices in Rosemont. And evidently they have sites all over. And this is one of many, not a few, that when you get your little driver's license in the back, they say for you to X off that you want to give your organs to science. This particular organization, whatever you want to call it, corporation, takes those parts. And they're supposed to be used for, transplants or whatever it takes for scientists to come up with various cures or whatever. But the thing in the story that broke just the other day that disturbed me was that one that was in Schiller Park. It was in an area where there were other office buildings around and, I guess, manufacturers. I'm not sure exactly where it is over in Schiller Park. I'm familiar with the area, but I'm not sure where this particular building is located. But the thing that was really disturbing is the fact that they had heads and arms and plastic bags and boxes and other organs, in these types of containers that they were taking in and out of this facility. And then next thing I noticed is the people that were involved had biohazard suits on. You know, I kind of looked at it and I was like, until I started seeing it, it was the CDC. CDC, on a crime scene. Was this a crime scene? What was it? And the story was kind of like very loosely put out. Oh, well, there were remains in the FBI and CDC. They're there. And they're looking into the remains being at this place. And then you see a pillar of black smoke going up in the air. And then you see a Latino guy talking about, well, you know, we've been seeing this for a long time, this smoke coming up because it's a crematorium. And I'm like, crematorium is supposed to be research lab or research organization that takes donated body parts. So then I started looking into it a little bit more. So it wasn't only here. It was in a couple other states. I think Ohio was one. In fact, it was the same ones, I think, the same states that were involved with some of these body parts disappearing for Burroughs Cemetery and various other places. I haven't gotten to that level yet, but I'm looking into it. So anyway, these body parts, evidently from when I started looking into other reports of this going into other states, involved parts that had HIV, and various other very bad contagious diseases. Now, you know, it's not only the fact that they had these remains, which they're not telling us what they were using them for, and why the CDC, which doesn't investigate crime scenes or anything, you have to be there. CDC has been working, you know, heavily with the Ebola outbreak, and the FBI being over in, you know, places like Shore Park and Rosemont. They have an office in Rosemont on Devon, and they didn't really go into detail what they did there. But the story is that there was smoke coming from this crematory with remains that had very dangerous, biologically dangerous diseases like HIV, and I forgot the other ones, diseases. And these bodies were being burned, and the material was going up in the atmosphere, blowing around. Now, yesterday I had gone into one of the emergency rooms of Chicago, and I saw so many people there. It wasn't even funny. I mean, it looked like a triage unit out of MASH, the TV series. It was at least 50, 60 people in the emergency waiting room. And most of them looked like they had some type of virus or whatever, you know. But if you have something like this, which is going airborne with toxins in it. And, you know, some people say, well, if you burn something, it gets rid of it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on what, you know, type of disease or if it has some kind of biological makeup to it of how you can destroy it. Some stuff you freeze, some stuff you have to, you know, heat up and burn up and get rid of it. Now, in this particular case, who knows what's in that place? But, you know, I'm looking at several stories that are all popping up at the same time. During this time, you also had the thing going on in New York with the train. All of a sudden, the train, the pathway, filled up with smoke. Now, there was no accident. There was no fire mentioned, nothing. The train just filled up with black smoke, and a woman died, and a bunch of people got sick. So what caused that, and what was in that cloud of smoke? Was that something intentional, or was that just, you know, something that happened? And then where did the smoke come from? And, you know, again, that was on the heels of this other story with the situation with this lab. Now, it's not only this one lab. I'm trying to see if I can get this article up. But the thing is, while you're looking at this stuff on the news, the clarity of the story is not there. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, we found this place, and it's a research resource. It's called Resource Center, not Research, Resource Center. And they take donated body parts, and they said they were doing something with it. But, again, there was like a cloud of secrecy. But, again, why would they have biohazard suits on? I mean, like the one you see in, you know, people riding into outer space and getting off of a spacecraft and jumping, you know, down on the ground of a different planet and coming up with some strange organism or something like that. That's the type of outfit they had on. And, you know, what's going on really here? And normally, you know, if it's a crime scene, they'll send in the you know, people that are, you know, from the, you know, morgue and do an autopsy, find out what's happening, not CDC. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention because how many of these research facilities are, you know, laying around in communities and how far is it from, you know, populated communities where people actually live? They claim that in the Shoah Park area, it was kind of like a commercial business area. But then again, Shoah Park is kind of like mixed zone. It has both residential and businesses. And, you know, again, how dangerous was this cloud that plumed out of there? You know, again, things like that doesn't just sit in one area of the sky and just dissipate. You know, if there's, you know, air mass blowing around and it has any type of chemicals or pathogens or whatever in it, it could make a whole bunch of people sick. And, you know, right on the heels of this, you know, you're looking at this, and then they had the kid that was in Bolingbrook claiming that he was going to join ISIS, and they got him on trial and, you know, saying they're recruiting people for ISIS and things like that. And then, you know, it goes back to what I was saying before. Why is there seemingly such a huge interest of attacking Illinois and Chicago? You know, it seems like Chicago and New York are the ones that are being targeted. And now this time around, not New York, it's more Chicago, you know. They're even stepping up having an additional generating units in certain towns. Town of Bolingbrook announced that they're going to have a special generator in case all the power grids go down. You know, they paid a whole lot of money for it. You know, what's going on? What are they expecting? And then I'm looking at these gas prices going down, 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 you know, under almost $2. It's great. It's wonderful. But then again, you know, on the heels of that going down, all of a sudden the IRS also announces on the news that, you know, hey, well, you're not going to get your income tax refund, you know, as soon as you were before. And we're not doing any audits. Oh, ring, ring, ring a bell. IRS is cutting back on audits? Really? you know, that kind of tells you right there something is getting ready to happen. Okay, they're cutting back on audits, and the audits was the thing that was capturing money for them, and they're moving away. They said they had too many cutbacks in the IRS, and the IRS is really a government company. It's owned and privatized and owned by who knows what, you know, some offshore company. But my question to you is, all these things are happening, and it's kind of falling in play what I was saying before, around February, and I'm saying that they're going to collapse the dollar. Now, when they collapse the dollar, you know, you all of a sudden have this biohazardous situation with alleged some type of disease that might pop out from this resource center. Not research, resource. Biotech resource center that collects remains. For who and for what purpose? And then they said they were doing some type of specialized project. What is a specialized? It's not a research center, so it doesn't say that they were involved with a scientific organization. So what were they doing with the body parts there? And then, you know, that's not the only time. We're going, let's go back to New Jersey, Pike. There was a whole boxcar, trucking boxcar full of body remains that the truck jackknifed on the expressway and they went spooling out on the street. And then you had the situation with the other nightmare that happened. And I think on the shoreline they found a whole lot of body parts too. So, and that was about a couple of years ago. So what's going on with these body parts? Are they using it for, you know, cures or what are they really doing here? I think it's some time that, you know, we need to sit down and kind of watch these stories that are unfolding. And, you know, again, you know, our health is at risk here. It's not only the violation of them allowing people with alleged the disease Ebola into this country. But now you got a situation that now you could be, you know, they might be sharing these diseases. It could be, you know, bodies of people that have, you know, Ebola that are in these places that are called resource centers. And you know, you could go to levels in your mind and, you know, what are they doing with these bodies? It's just like what happened to Burr Oak Cemetery. You know, they went in there and they found that the people that was allegedly buried there were either not, remains were missing, boxes of, you know, where the caskets, where the corpses were all violated, stuff was stolen, you know, and stuff. And I had done a huge, massive investigation on that one. And clearly it was other things going on that they never wanted to mention in the press. And the people that were family members, they, you know what, they got a dollar. That's how much the government was able to fish out of this company that was using these bodies by going to another level of research laboratories and things, in which they probably made a whole lot of money off of. And then they come back and say, oh, well, you know, all we have is a dollar to give to, I think it was like 1,000 people got a dollar for a situation of their loved one's remains being violated. And they didn't even know where their bodies were. And then they came back and said, oh, we put together this special committee to restore the cemetery. Did they really? Did they really? That's what I heard before. I went out there before. My dad was buried there, and who knows what happened to him? Who knows? In fact, I remember he telling my mother way back that, you know, that was some place he didn't want to even go to because it was questions of what was happening back then. But because of, you know, what happened, you know, during the time my mother was going through such a ordeal. She had cancer. She was trying to take care of me and my, you know, half brother and sister. And she evidently, you know, had other people helping her with the funeral arrangements. There he ended up right over there in Burr Oak Cemetery. And then what happened in Burl Cemetery, the most horrible nightmare that you ever, ever would imagine. Something that would make Sweeney Todd even cringe in his mind. Body parts stolen, possessions stolen, coffins open. And the only ones they shared information were just two of the names that people were familiar with, because they don't want black people to be totally familiar with all the names that were really involved with the history of, you know, black folk. But, you know, it's just bizarre. You know, and I think we need to, you know, really look at what's going on with our health right now, you know, because if there is these biolaboratories, or not resource centers, biolaboratory is something entirely different, but a resource center, who knows what they're doing in there? Who's following up on that? Do we have anyone in the community looking to see what these people are doing, you know, and, you know, we're earmarking all this alleged terrorism and things that are happening. I'm trying to find this other article I think you need to hear here on the show. Let me see if I can find it. I'm trying to see. Talks about how Ebola is spreading out of control. That's not what I'm looking for, because so they do have, but that's another thing too. They have a place for Ebola. It's also called another resource center, not a research center. Research is you're looking into, you know, whatever it is, a resource means that you have whatever it is, a disease or whatever, and it's a resource. Again, what are they using it for? Why is it there? Anyway, the Center for Disease Control was there, which is CDC. And I'm trying to see if I can find these articles on these other ones. It was like, one that was in Kansas City, if I remember correctly. I don't know if they had one in New Jersey. I don't think I remember New Jersey being it. There was Kansas City, Ohio, and Michigan, and then Illinois. Here it is, right here, article. Open this up so I can see it. It's just suspicious to me. And this is an LLC, which is a limited partnership, and the principal owner is Donald A. Green II. I couldn't find anything about anyone being investigated prior to this. The owners say they didn't do anything wrong. One of the locations in January of 2014 was Phoenix. Evidently, they went to the Phoenix, Arizona location in 2014 and was investigating them and trying to see. And then in Arizona, they had a seizure warrant for something out of the laboratory there. And I don't remember seeing any reports of this before. Let's go to the 2014 report. The owner of Biological Resource Center, under state and federal investigation, tells 3TV he has done nothing wrong and is worried for his family and business. Stephen Gore, this is another guy, released this statement to BRC website Friday evening. Investigators from the FBI and Attorney General's office have spent the last few days removing potential evidence from the business at 20 and 24th Street. Now, what kind of evidence? What kind of evidence? Agents could be seen removing what appears to be body bags and boxes of documents. BRC President Stephen Gore says agents questioned him for 3 hours, telling 3TV he has nothing to hide. While agents have not confirmed the reason for the investigation, sources say the case is linked to a probe in Detroit focusing on illegal sale and trafficking of body parts. Here we go. Trafficking of body parts. Gore says the incineration that his company sold body parts on the black market is ridiculous. He said his business has 150 clients, mostly universities, that use the body parts for medical training. I never did anything intentionally to break the law or put my family in jeopardy, Gore said. The spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office of 3TV agency will likely remain on the property through Saturday. Staffers will also be on hand the weekend to answer the phone and the hotline. Agents have received 225 calls and returned 216 of them. A spokesman said, if you are called and heard back, please call again and leave a message. In another twist, court documents show that BRC President Joseph Gore, a past investigation by Phoenix police involving a 1996 mutilation case of Dominic Maryland. Maryland, who had a history of cardiac problems, died at the age of 58 at the Columbus Medical Center. Maryland's family donated his eyes to the Donor Network of Arizona. However, once his body arrived in the funeral home, it was discovered that his genitals, had been removed as well. The case was never solved, and no suspects were named. Gore was interviewed since he recovered Marion's eyes as a then employee of the Donor Network of Arizona. While the criminal case is still pending, Marion's family filed a lawsuit in 1990s again against Columbia Medical Center, Donors Network of Arizona, and Heritage Funeral Chapel. Following a jury trial, the hospital was found responsible and the family was awarded $2 million. The case, however, was appealed, and the Marion family decided to dismiss instead of move forward on another trial. The Donors Network of Arizona denied any responsibility of wrongdoing and was never found at fault. 3TV spoke with the widow and Marion, who said she does not believe either Stephen Gore or the Donor Network of Arizona was responsible in any way. Well, you know, why would you sue? Why would you put a lawsuit out if you didn't see any responsibility? And that was the Arizona case. Now, let's see. Let's move to the other cases. Let's see. That was in January. Then you have this other one that happened on April 25th of 2014. Oh, that's the Arizona one still. That was the Arizona issue. FBI raids. They've evidently had a few raids in other states. And according to what this information, that goes all the way to 1996. So if they're using these body parts for research, and then in this article they're talking about, they also were stating that they may be involved with selling these body parts. This is really kind of one of those grisly type of tales, is it not? And then if there's, body parts with HIV and various other diseases, how deadly is a combination of that and them using it in a crematory and burned bodies being, blown over the heads of people in that community, of Oshawa Park? How dangerous it is. What kind of hazard does that pose? And why is there no one really jumping all over this story? You know, like I told you, what I heard was just a little piece, but they didn't go back into the details of what I'm talking about that goes all the way back to 1996. And let me see if I can find this other thing I was trying to see that wouldn't open up here on this laboratory. It seems to still, I'm sorry, I keep calling it a laboratory. It's actually a resource center for these bodies. It says you donate your, there was this thing I was trying to open up. Very important article. And get this to open, and I'll shed light on some other stuff that we need to know about. But you understand, get my gist here. There's individuals that are already stating in other states and have complaints against this place, and it's still operating. So if there was a problem back then, you know, and continuous problems in other states, why is this still there? And were they selling body parts, or was it just a figment of the minds of people that were complaining about this? I'm trying to open this other thing because it looks like it would be very much in place to where we acknowledge what's going on. Let's see if I can open this. Let's see, still opening up and waiting for file to come open, so just bear with me for a minute. But, you know, you got that, you got the fire that happened in the train station in New York, and they're stepping up all kinds of so-called terrorist activity. People are supposed to be, you know, preparing for what or who. Then the other thing that's really interesting, too, in the heels of all this going on, you know, IRS steps up and says, oh, we're not going to be giving any money out. And they're talking about not having food stamps. They're saying they don't have any money in the system. Another thing, like, you know, denoting something really bad is getting ready to happen. All these things are going on all at once. All of them. And the article that I was trying to open won't come up. Let me try one more thing. And then the story in France, too, kind of is under question in my mind, too. You know, one guy just didn't make it there. He was like 2 minutes late. You know, going to work. And my question is, maybe it was a whole other scenario. Maybe somebody inside got mad. Maybe it was an Islamic terrorist attempt. You know, it's a thing. There's all kinds of twists going on in all these stories that are not what you think it is. And then what we do is we overreact. We hear these things and immediately, oh, these guys, they had to done this and da-da-da. And we jump all over, you know, the bandwagon going after these so-called perpetrators. And then later on, years later, we find out, oh, those guys didn't do it. Just like, you know, September 11th, they kept on talking about Islamic terrorists. Well, most of the Islamic terrorists were actually not even Islamic. They were coming from here. The terrorists went in. Now, why were they doing it? Again, the whole issue is you break down the economy, you break down the people, get the people all worked up, you take away everything that they know that would keep them, you know, alive, and then get the people, you know, looking and putting fingers at people that aren't doing anything, and heaven forbid, what happens? Exactly what they want you to do and what they want you to believe. They control the agenda. And they move you around by, you know, giving you false flag information in media and stuff with stories that are not that important. And, you know, again, I understand, you know, that media takes a while to get these stories and takes a lot to research. But, you know, I didn't hear anybody talk about the 1996 event with the same company and how that company was investigated with taking somebody else's remains, and I didn't hear anything like that on the mainstream. And again, you know, selling body parts on the black market. But I would say to those guys out there that, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to donate my body to science, I don't know. I would actually go and get a whole bunch of Robin Cook's books and read those. You know, he wrote Coma and stuff. And if you read that, that'll scare you enough to understand that I wouldn't trust the whatever they're telling you they claim they're doing, because he's, you know, Robin Cook was really an actual doctor. What you're reading there is not something, you know, contrived as much as you would think. It's something, you know, based on maybe something really that happened. So, you know, in any event, I'm trying to, I'm hoping this thing opens up, because it says, Biological Resource Center employee sends letter about possible exposure to deadly diseases. And this is what I'm trying to open up. Oh, boy, this is going to be a good one. But it's taking me a minute to open, waiting for it to open. So an employee ratted him out. Let me see if I can find out what's going on over here. That wasn't on the news either. They didn't mention that at all. That was kind of like not there. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you hear these stories and you believe whatever they're telling you, and it's not necessarily what you think. It's a lot more more devious or whatever. And like I said, I've been following these things with these corpse things, because I couldn't believe what they did at Burroughs Cemetery and got away with it, giving people a dollar. And people were all excited. Oh, they gave me a whole dollar. They went and took my family's remains and took and sold the body parts. And they went, oh, I got a whole dollar. And they put somebody else in charge. How the heck are you going to put somebody else in charge when those your cemetery plot is supposed to have a deed to it? You own the land, and they're just the caregivers. They made it look like it's the people that were there or just kind of got spots there, and they had no control of spots, and the caregiver or the caretaker there had control of the whole cemetery. It wasn't set up like that. But you can't tell people anything because people know it all. I went to a couple of the meetings with the Burroughs folks, and I told them that, you know, they were being lied to and perpetrated against. You know, they went ahead with the dollar situation. And I don't know. I just haven't been over there because I'm just too outraged and disgusted and start me up again. And doesn't do any good because, you know, law enforcement doesn't care. You know, they investigated it as much as they were going to investigate. You know, who cares? It was black people anyway. Who gives a darn? If it was some other cemetery or something like that, I wonder if they stole bodies out of Arlington Cemetery with the military men, what people would have done, how outraged, if they would give them a dollar. If they would give them a dollar in settlement. I didn't even get a dollar. Take people's bodies out and self-scan and do whatever the heck you want. And, you know, they went to another research lab. I traced that back over to Pennsylvania. And then there was this another cemetery that was over there in Cleveland, Ohio area called Big Mama's Kitchen. Had the same thing going on. It was like five of them. I found out we're all tied together. And then they put the blame on this other lady was over there who I knew. I met her. And she didn't even know anything about the funeral business. She was a CTA employee that they decided to make her a funeral director, which I was like, how the heck are you going to take somebody from CTA, a bus driver, and put them as a funeral director when they were never in that profession before? And the person before that, I think that person was a chef. So that should tell you they were up to no good. and the person involved with this thing was involved with certain other people, and then I found out some other hidden factors, but, you know, who even reported to? And the guy that was at a high level was reporting to hell the information was the controller, and they were trying to get rid of the controller to cover up the fraud that was going on, criminal fraud that was going on with Burroughs Cemetery. And they eventually got rid of him. Sure did. I talked to him and somebody else, and they knew what was going on. And there was another reporter downstate that was talking about what was going on with those bodies. And same thing with that thing in the New Jersey Pike with them, you know, having those boxcars tip over on the pike, and then, and we don't know where those bodies came from. But then they arrested a mayor that was in the New Jersey area, and a whole bunch of aides and people that were all the men and whatever down in that area for selling and distributing a black market body parts. And a couple of rabbis took them all out. And that was in 2008 that happened. So what's this? You know, and they're still doing that. They're still doing it, but the thing that makes it even worse, which I'm trying to get this article up, is if the thing is that they have, you know, these strains of diseases like, HIV and Ebola and all this other stuff, think of that biological hazard that's posed, selling body parts, selling, you know, okay, say you're in for a heart transplant. They don't have any hearts that are available that, you know, you would, you know, be safe to use. And they just go pluck up somebody's heart that has HIV or somebody's got some other kind of deadly rare form of some kind of disease. We got a heart right here. Let's send this in. And you can use this, and they transplant that in you, and it's got some deadly virus and disease or pathogen in it. And then what? What do you do? How do you recall yourself? Can you? It's just like also this other report I saw on the news and television. It was on news that law firms are looking for you guys out there who are using Viagra. Okay, everybody was out there, oh, we're going to get Viagra. Set me up. That is a desperately thing with the Viagra thing is the fact that now it causes skin cancer. So you mean these people who are taking this stuff that was supposed to be enhancement, all this kind of stuff, it's going to cause skin cancer and all kinds of horrible diseases and stuff. And see, I was suspicious of that stuff when they came out with it, and people were, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to go use this. So now what kind of disease do they have? Now, interesting enough, the article I'm trying to get open won't open. Another way to open it, see what's going on. But let's see. I'm trying to get this letter. This is the one I want to open up. It's pretty large. Let's see if I can. First one failed. Retry again. I'm trying to see if I can open this. It's still giving me an error. Because this letter will shed light on what's going on. And evidently, it was big enough for, you know, these other places to go in and investigate. You know, CDC's under suspect anyway, because I can't understand why they're allowing all these people with Ebola in the United States, you know. And, you know, people that worked in the laboratory that might have been exposed. And there was a woman that had a bridal shop. You know, she had to close her whole shop down because the lady with Ebola went in to get her a wedding gown. And people don't want to go to the shop anymore and buy anything because they don't know if this, you know, place is contaminated. Would you blame them? You know, they scare you to death with these diseases, and there's no cures. Allegedly, they tell you there's no cures. Trying to see if I can find this article. And anyone calling in, 718 508-9513 is caller line. You know, this stuff is getting more and more grisly. You know, I talked yesterday about how there might be a situation with redlining with insurance, how African-Americans living in certain areas that have, you know, homeowner policies and individuals with health policies are on the low keel and not getting, you know, health care based on zip code and who and what they are, you know. And obviously this is going on, that they're blocking certain people. You know, like, for instance, they'll tell you that, you know, if you have Medicaid, that you have to go to certain HMO providers. And those providers give you the lowest end of the low treatment programs. Now, again, you know, certain people are on different programs, and they're not on the low end of the low. Some people are getting regular standard things. I had talked to somebody out here once, and they had told me that there was a lady that was, I forgot what she worked in, what field, profession. But, you know, it was one single woman, no children, nothing, and she was in her 70s or something like that. She got, like, $2,000 a month in food stamps. And, you know, people said, no way, but this lady claims up and down she saw this woman's food stamp stuff. Now, you know, again, why is it, who are these certain people? How come certain people get certain things and other ones don't? So there's a discrimination base of, you know, who's getting what as far as, you know, benefit. And it doesn't mean, you know, people, you always hear people always saying, oh, everybody out here is a welfare king, a queen, and they're trying to steal from the system and stuff. Well, these people we're talking about, you know, on the other higher escalage, they're getting stuff that, you know, normal people don't even get $100 in stamps a month, and that buys very little with the economy where it is right now. So, you know, I don't know, you know, where are we? We're the ones getting, you know, basically messed over in this, totally messed over. I'm going to come back up in a minute. I'm going to put a something on for a minute, and then I'm going to be right back because I got to look up something real quick. We're back. Caller 718-508-9513. 718-508-9513. We'll be right back again after this music break. back here on the Detectors D.M. Burley Show. I'm still trying to open this article, so bear with me. Okay, here it is, I think. I don't know if it has the whole thing. Biological Research Center employee sent letter about possible exposure to deadly diseases. And this was sent in April of 2014. Current and former employees of Biological Resource Center need to be tested for possible exposure to deadly diseases. In January, FBI agent raided the Phoenix office, confiscated 22 bodies, computers, medical equipment, and donor personal files. This week, in another county, health department officials warned all of the company's current and former employees they have been exposed to diseases as such as hepatitis B and C, HIV, and tuberculosis. The letter sent to employees claimed that the CDC is investigating a report of infectious cadavers that have undergone a preparation and dissection procedures. Biological Resource Center's consult form states all donors will be tested after death for infectious diseases. Positive cadavers are not eligible for donation. The owner of Bio Research Center, Stephen Gore, told ABC 15 his employees are diligent about following universal safety procedures like wearing protective gloves and masks while handling cadavers. Gore added that the potential risk of infection was low. When the company was in operation, it sent bodies to medical facilities for research and education. At the time, it is unknown if any of those faculties ever received contaminated cadavers. Pam Cameron had planned to donate her body to BRC, just like she had done with her husband when he passed away, in hopes of helping contributing to medical research. Cameron said that she was infected with HIV when she was a teenager and had opened and was open with that information when she signed to be a donor. Cameron said BRC assured her that she could still donate her body. It was not active now, so they said they weren't worried about it, she said. She is concerned about the letter to employees and worries about putting anyone at risk with her own health issues. This is not what medicine is about. It's for you to get better, not for you to die. When the company was in operation, it sent bodies to medical facilities for research and education. At this time, it is unknown if any of the facilities ever received contaminated cadavers. The owner of Bio Resource Center has not been charged. Federal investigation started in Detroit at a similar body donation business. A paper trail led investigators to Biological Resource Center here in Phoenix. A medical research facility in Phoenix is also included in the investigation. And this was in 2014. This is the reason why. Now, to make it even worse twist, is the fact that this stuff that we're talking about could be to the level of contamination with Ebola bodies or whatever. So the employees are at risk. So now, if you have these cadavers, being burned up, in this facility, what kind of risk does that put the neighborhood community in? This is the question. Now, I'm going to pose that question to the local media that covered the story, and I'll get back to you later on what they say about this, because evidently the employees
were at risk
to having those diseases, such as, you know, HIV, tuberculosis, and hepatitis. And like I said before, even the Ebola strand could have been, because, again, you don't know what people are dying from, and they seemingly are not testing these bodies. So anyway, I needed to report that, let you know what's going on. And then later tonight, we're going to have Mike Katz on, and we're going to talk more about healthcare and the situation insurance companies and how it relates to your home and the possibility of redlining between today and tomorrow. So, again, listen to the broadcast, and we'll have a lot more on. And if you want to email me, it's danne.burley@gmail.com. It's danne.burley@gmail.com. You can also contact me through calling me, which is 630-863-9971. And if you could make a donation, it would be appreciated, because, you know, we're running a very tight wing operation here. So we're looking for advertisers. We're looking for donations. We're looking for you to get involved. So anyway, I thank you for listening to me, and good night, good day, and we'll be back later. This is DeAmber Lee.